Moshe, we have the incredible privilege this week to read Parshas Vayechi, the concluding Parshas in Chumash Bereishis, and it's here that Yaakov Avinu gathers his sons around his deathbed and gives his sons brachas. But these are not typical brachos, not typical blessings, but rather it's in these very blessings that Yaakov Avinu foreshadows the destiny of each and every one of his sons, because it's really in this week's Parsha that the sons of Yaakov morph or transform from individuals into the patriarchs of their respective tribes. And each and every tribe has its own mission, destiny, and mandate. And Yaakov Avinu outlines that mission, destiny, and mandate in the very blessings that he gives his children. So when we come to the son of Yisachar, the Torah says, this is in Perek Memtes, Pasuk Tesvav, chapter 49, verse 15, Vayar Menucha Kito Ve'Sa'aretz Kina'ima. Yisachar saw that Menucha, rest or tranquility, is good, and the land is pleasant. Vayet shichmo lisbol. Literally, he went ahead and he bent his shoulder to bear the burden. Vayhi lamas oved. And he became the one to pay the taxes, ultimately, of service. So Rashi understands that the meaning of this pasuk, the metaphoric foreshadow, is that Yisachar was going to be the tribe who would deliver Judaic religious spiritual instruction to the rest of the tribes. There would be this synergistic partnership between Yisachar and Zevulun. Zevulun would be the captains of industry, the captains of commerce. They would be materially successful, and they would use their material success to fund and to support the spiritual initiatives of Yisachar. And with that funding from Zevulun, Yisachar would then devote themselves to the spiritual pursuits of really tending to the spiritual needs and spiritual Judaic halachic instruction of the Jewish people. But the great tzaddik, Rabbi Arnav Karlin, notes something very interesting. He says, if you look at the two bookends of the pasuk, the beginning and the end of the verse, they seem to be contradictory. At first, when we're speaking about Yisachar, the Torah says, or Yaakov Avinu says, Vayar Menucha Kitov, he saw that rest or tranquility was good. But then the end of the verse says, Vayet Shichmo Lisbol, he bent his shoulder to bear the burden. So which one is it? Is Yisachar's destiny to have Menucha tranquility? Or is his destiny ultimately again to bear his shoulder and to bear the burden? To bend his shoulder, excuse me, and to bear the burden. And Rabbi Arnav Karlin says something truly beautiful. He says, the truth is, the pasuk is not just a message to Yisachar, it's a message to us. Life is a choice, and a very profound choice. What is it that you look for out of life? If someone were to ask you, what is it that you're going towards? What are you working towards? What do you want out of life? So often people's answers fall into one of two categories. There are some people who say, what I want out of life is I want to relax. I want to take it easy. I'm looking, the truth is, I'll work hard now, but the goal is that I should be able to take it easy. I should be able to rest. I should be able to find tranquility at some point. And my goal is to lead a tranquil existence. And then there are other people who their entire essence of life, their entire goal in life, is to do more, accomplish more, and be more. They're always looking to take more on. They're always looking to shoulder more responsibility. They're always looking to evolve and to transcend and to grow. Two different life models. And says the Rebbe, that's what's alluded to in the pasuk. There are two different groups of people. Vayar menucha kitov. There are some people, you ask them, what do you want out of life? What's good in life? Menucha. I just want to rest. I just want tranquility. I just want to be able to take it easy. And then there are other people. Vayet shichmo lisbol. I'm ready to bend my shoulder. Put more on me. I'm ready to take more responsibility. I'm ready to do more. I'm ready to accomplish more. I'm ready to take more on. I'm not content with what is, but I need to figure out how I can become the best version of myself, as you speak about so often. Says the Rebbe, this is what we have to choose from in life. So the Rebbe, Rabbi Arnav Karlin, writes, he says, he was speaking to some group, I don't know who the group was, but he says, Atem barchem in amilchama, all of you, you run away from battle. Va'ani machnis os l'torah. Me, I engage in the battle. To me, I'm not looking for a life of tranquility. I'm not looking for a life of rest. I'm not looking for a life of menucha. He says, Eini rotzeba. I don't want a life of menucha. Rather, what do I want? Rak vayet shichmo lisbo. Rabban of Kalin writes, I don't want menucha. I don't want tranquility. I don't want to rest. I'm not looking for a life that is a prolonged vacation. Instead, I'm looking to bend my shoulder. And I'm looking to bend my shoulder and carry the responsibility. I'm looking to grow. I'm looking to do. I'm looking to accomplish. And this, my dear friends, is a decision that each of us has to make in life. There are plenty of people who choose a life of menucha. The goal is to be well-rested, to be tranquil, and to be comfortable. And the truth is, it sounds really good. It sounds really good, especially at the end of a long week. It sounds wonderful. But the truth is, as much as a little bit of rest and a little bit of menucha and a little bit of tranquility is certainly a wonderful thing, that can't be the pursuit of my life. That can't be that the reason I'm here in this world for a short 120 years is to be comfortable, to be tranquil, and to be rested. We're here for one reason. Vayit shichmo lisbol. To bend my shoulder and to carry the burden of responsibility. And just when I think that I'm carrying such a heavy load and I can't carry any more, I put on one more thing and another thing after that. And I find something amazing that although I did not think that I could shoulder all of this responsibility, although I did not think that I could shoulder all of these dreams and aspirations, although I did not think that I could accomplish all that I am accomplishing, I realize that when I push myself, I accomplish more than I ever thought I could. It's tempting to be lured into a life of menucha. But the temporary joy that menucha provides fades away in the grand panorama of an unfulfilled life. The goal of existence is vayet shichmo lispo. This is the courage we have to find, to never be content with where we are, but to always look to do more, to grow more, to be more. That just when we think we're shouldering all that we can, my shoulders are bent and there's so much on top of me, put something else on. Take something else on. Grow a bit more. Advance a bit more. There's a time for menucha, but life is all about bending the shoulder and filling it with incredible life responsibility, dreams, and aspirations. This was the bracha that Yaakov Avinu gave to Yisachar, but in reality, it's the bracha that Yaakov Avinu gives to all of us. Yaakov whispers in our ear, my dear children, enjoy the moments of menucha, but do not make that the goal of life. Instead, find the courage to bend your shoulder, take on additional responsibility, dream greater dreams, create more overwhelming aspirations, and you will find that your shoulders are stronger than you ever thought. You will find that you could carry more than you ever imagined you could. And you will see that you could continue to accomplish beyond your wildest imagination. Ken Yehi Ratzon. This is the message of Yaakov Avinu. And halavai we should be zoche mirtz Hashem to internalize it and to live it. Wishing everyone a good Erev Shabbos and a restful Shabbos Kodesh.